It is Wednesday of Holy Week. Yesterday, Jesus spent the day in the temple debating religious leaders. And tomorrow, well, that will be the last Passover meal. But tonight, he spends time in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper. I want you to imagine Jesus sitting at the supper table with his disciples. A woman named Mary comes over and anoints Jesus' head and feet with costly perfume. The disciples become indignant. Why did she waste the oil? Well, tonight, the confusion is over perfume. Tomorrow night, the excitement will be over wine and bread. So what's the problem? What is the confusion? It's about disarray and disorder, misplaced loyalties. St. Augustine observed that even love can be disordered when it seeks ultimate happiness in temporal and finite stuff, even finite stuff like perfume and wine and bread. So what things in your life lead to a deeper communion with God? What things lead to something more akin to life? Well, I pray this meditation from Luke chapter 22 will help you remember how we tend to spoil any good thing of God, human that we are. But by his grace, we can find order again, somewhere deep, somewhere inside of us. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we can take the first steps to address our problems by first reflecting on the chaos. So rest here as we begin. Settle here as the Holy Spirit opens your heart to what is disordered, what is out of balance, and what is betrayed. Whether at first or last light, allow our time to be a divine sanctuary of stillness, a retreat to align. Take a moment and choose to be filled with the awe of God's amazing work. As we continue, begin to take inventory of any distracting thoughts and choose to let them now slip behind you. Allow your intentions to shift from the fear of the world to the hope of the eternal. Center on this present moment to choose to remember and love the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit. Resting now in the love of God, listen and respond to Matthew chapter 26, Jesus' response to the disciples' disordered concern over the perfume Mary used to anoint her Lord. As I lead us, answer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Jesus said, Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a beautiful thing to me. And Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. So Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. In pouring this ointment on my body, she has done it to prepare me for burial. And Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. continue to rest here now in stillness. Continue on in stillness as you take a moment to ponder those things in your life that lead you away from God. What part of God's creation do you focus on at the expense of worshiping the Creator? Likewise, take another moment to consider those things that lead you to a deeper communion now with God. What aspects of creation lead you towards life? And now allow any attempt to worship creation to drift away. Center not on creation, but the Creator. Your thoughts may drift into disarray and disorder. Misplaced loyalties. You may find yourself once more seeking ultimate happiness in temporal and finite stuff. That's to be expected. That's human. But no worries, no condemnation. Allow your drifting mind to remind you to center once more on the authority of God and your love for the Creator. Take this minute and intentionally center on His grace so you can find order again. Somewhere deep, somewhere inside of you. Guided by the Holy Spirit, you can take the first steps to align yourself with the glory of God. Center to on your breathing. Bring your attention to each breath, not controlling the pace or the rhythm. Just notice the gentleness of each breath. Be mindful of each breath, whether shallow or deep, fast or slow. Just be aware. Each breath is designed to satisfy your body's needs at that moment. So center on your breathing. Be present with each breath. Now breathe in slowly and deeply and hold it for a moment. Now release it, blowing it out through your mouth. breathe in the presence of God, the love of God. Each breath reminds you of your love of God. Continue breathing slowly in and out for the next minute and center on the word communion. Continue as you center now on God's message for you from Luke chapter 22, verse 20, in the Amplified Bible. I want you to listen to the sacramental transformation, how the perfume becomes more than perfume. It becomes anointing, how wine becomes more than wine, how bread becomes more than bread. It becomes the grace of God. Listen now. And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant, ratified in my blood." Did any words resonate with you? Well, listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit guiding you into the loving presence of God. And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant ratified in my blood." Did any ideas seem more fresh or novel or new in the second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time for your heart and mind to be transformed by the love of God, your love of Him, your trust, faith, and confidence in His sovereign plans. Listen once more to the passage from the New Living Translation. After supper, he took another cup of wine and said, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you." How can you apply this passage to your life? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing as you center once more on your love and transforming trust of God. In this third reading, reflect on this passage as it becomes your own prayer from the New American Standard Bible. And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood." What do you desire most from God at this time? Well, I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and return to hopeful and confident thoughts of love. While resting with your eyes closed, exercise your scriptural imagination for a moment. I want you to visualize standing in the home of Simon the leper. It's dinner. Pay attention to the details, the sounds, the conversations. Now watch as Mary slips over without a sound and begins to drip expensive perfume on Jesus' head. Watch her now pour it over his feet. How does it smell? Savor this moment. Realize that it's more than perfume. Tomorrow night, it will be more than simply wine and bread. It's not what they are, but what they do. They each bring you into deeper communion with God. They are each sacrifices that lead us to something more akin to life. So worship at this moment. Rest in the company of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Choose to lose yourself in the images unfolding before you and place yourself in this passage. Feel his presence. Listen to his whisper to you, "My child, this cup, which I pour out for you, is now the new covenant in my blood." Realize disarray becoming ordered once again by his authority. Your misplaced loyalties becoming aligned for his glory. Take all the time that you need. He's in no rush, nor should you be. Stay here for a while longer, your mind surrendered to the loving presence and care of the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And before rushing off into your day or falling off to sleep, consider this. How are you being drawn into deeper communion with God? and how might God use you to remind another of His care? How can you help others choose love? Let me pray now this closing benediction over you to remember the cup. Be reminded of the perfume and reminded of how the temporal points us to the eternal. Remember how creation points us to the Creator. Now may you know the peace of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the loving grace of God now and always. Amen.